Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking.
Who will be suspended with pay and when an employee can be placed on unpaid suspension. I have with me Helena Roet to walk us through the different types of suspensions and when and how to use them. Helena, why would employers need to suspend their employees?
It is very important that employers understand when and how to use suspensions in the workplace. Section 186 of the Labour Relations Act regulates when and how employers may suspend their employees. It could be quite daunting for an employer to navigate the landscape. Employers may use a suspension either to investigate an employer's alleged misconduct or as a sanction to remedy the employer's misconduct.
When would an employee be placed on suspension with pay?
Arinda, I will use a practical example to explain it. The employer owns a butchery and recently has noticed that money has gone missing from the cash register. He suspects that the cashier has been taking money out of the cash register.
Helena, what must the employer do about his suspicions?
The employer must call the employee to his office. He must explain that he suspects that money has gone missing from the cash register. As such, he must investigate the matter. It is serious allegations, and therefore he will place the employee on paid suspension pending the finalization of his investigations. This is used as a precautionary measure.
What must be further explained to the employee?
The employer must explain to him that he will have to leave the butchery later that day. The employer must hand all keys and or any other belongings of the butchery to the butcher. The employer must also be informed that he has the right to make submissions pertaining to his suspension.
What submissions may the employee make?
The employer can provide reasons to the butcher, either verbally or in writing, as to why he should not be suspended. This can be submitted up to 48 hours after being suspended. He will be allowed to make his submissions after 48 hours, should it be reasonable in the circumstances.
For how long may the employee be suspended?
It will usually not be for more than a week or two, but it will depend on what the butcher finds when conducting his investigation. If he finds that the employer has been doing it for a couple of months, it might take longer to finalize his investigation, and the suspension would then be longer. It is important to note that an employer cannot be suspended for an unreasonably long period of time. It could amount to an unfair labor practice.
What must be given to the employee?
The butcher must give the employee a notice of suspension, whereby the reasons for his suspension is explained, when he can make submissions to the employer pertaining to his suspension, when he must leave the butchery, and what items must be returned to the butcher before leaving the butchery.
What must be explained to the employee when handing him the notice of suspension?
The butcher must explain to the employee that he is suspended. Pending the investigations into the allegations of misconduct, the employee and the butcher must both sign the notice. A copy will be handed to the employee, and the original must be placed on the staff file for record purposes.
Helena, what must the butcher do when he has finalized these investigations?
The butcher must formally charge the employee of misconduct.
How must he do that?
He must stipulate all the allegations of misconduct against the employee in writing on a notice to attend a disciplinary hearing. The notice will indicate when the disciplinary hearing will be held and what the charges the employee must defend himself against will be.
Why would an employee then be placed on unpaid suspension?
Employees will be placed on unpaid suspension as a sanction. The unpaid suspension will thus be used to discipline a misbehaving employee.
How would unpaid suspension work?
The employee must be taken to a disciplinary hearing whereby his misconduct justified dismissal, but the employer decided to give him a last opportunity to correct his behavior.
Could you perhaps provide us with an example?
Imagine an employee that keeps on coming late for work. Verbal warnings, numerous written warnings, and a final written warning valid for 6 months and a final written warning valid for 12 months have been issued to the employee, but he has not corrected his behavior. The employee's only transgression is being late for work. The employer would therefore want to give him one last chance to improve his behavior.
How would the employer sanction him?
After the disciplinary hearing has been conducted, the sanction would be that he is placed on unpaid suspension for a week.
What must be explained to the employee when this sanction is given?
It must be explained to him that his misconduct is serious. The unpaid suspension is an alternative to dismissal. He would have been dismissed based on his disciplinary record. Further late coming will lead to him being dismissed at a later disciplinary hearing.
Helena, what must then be handed to the employee?
The employee must be issued with a notice of unpaid suspension as an alternative to dismissal. It must be explained to him that he must leave the premises immediately. He must hand all keys and or any other belongings to the employer. He will not be paid for the week that he is suspended. He must return to work after the week has passed. Both parties must sign the notice. He must be handed a copy of the notice. The original must be placed on his staff file.
What would the consequences of the unpaid suspension be?
It will form part of his disciplinary record for 12 months. If he comes late again, he will be taken to a disciplinary hearing and dismissed. The seriousness must be understood by the employee.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skoomanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.